Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to do. I want you to be part of the solution. It's that simple for me. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you are spending with us. There's so much to go through. So many stories. I was having a field day with earlier today. The Supreme Court, I don't want to beat on them. I was going to say they finally got it right, but they've got it right before. And this is what I was talking about the other night with Brad Dacus. There were still quite a few rulings that they were coming up with or had to come up with or had to deal with or contend with that we were worried about. A lot of us were worried about. You know? So Democrats are screaming again. They want to pack the court. Reason being, they're not voting the way we want them to vote. They don't vote. They render an opinion based on the Constitution. They don't like the recent rulings they've come down with. You know, and again, they weren't talking this time. They were screaming about it. You know, there was a challenge to Arizona's election laws. I mean, again, this is a win, true win for the Republic. Can you guys please stop calling it democracy? I mean, seriously. True win for the Republic. Right? Democrats accused the Supreme Court of doing severe damage to the political system. And why? Because they voted that states had the right, or their opinion was, after the challenge to the Arizona law, is that states had the right to run elections the way they wanted to, from a constitutional standpoint. That's terrible. That the feds would not be allowed to step in. That ballot harvesting had to be done from within your own precinct, the one you lived in. Because it made absolutely no sense to me. Some of you states don't have ballot harvesting yet. We do in California. That's where I get to go door to door and say, hey, you send your ballot in yet? Oh, you don't know? Let me help you fill it in. Let me help you with that. Seriously. This is how loose it was. And I could drive across town and do it there because I had nothing to do that day. I wanted to make sure that my guy was going to win. I'd go knocking door to door. It just never stops. The court upheld the Arizona law, which liberals saw as voting rights restrictions. Voting rights restrictions. What the justices said, well, agreed to, was if there's an inconvenience, gee, our Farley fathers were never put through an inconvenience, were they? If there was an inconvenience to voting, right, it amounted to putting obstacles in the way of people voting, period. It wasn't right. Just crazy, right? So, liberals saw voting rights restrictions, it's just a really terrible thing that people wouldn't be able to, and they wouldn't be able to cheat. Right? Now, you know, conservatives saw this as election security, election integrity issues. Which is really funny. Like I said, here in California, they were suing, they were pushing to make sure that all the signatures matched on the recall. They didn't do that for the general. For the general election, they weren't interested. Anyway, Biden went on to say, I'm deeply disappointed in today's decision by, you know, those guys in the black robes up there. Yeah, those guys. That undercuts the Voting Rights Act. He said, in a span of just 8 years, the court has now done severe damage. Here's the part that's really funny. To the two most important provisions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, a law that took years to struggle and strive to secure. Here's the deal. The Supreme Court should not give a crap about voting rights or, I'm not voting, I'm sorry, for laws that were passed by the government if they didn't fall in line with the Constitution. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the court's decision in the Arizona case is part of the unprecedented assault on voting rights. The court, from the court before tearing into the court over a California case, which is a decision on Americans for Prosperity. Now, I want you to think about something. This case was brought against them because they wanted the names of the donors giving to conservative groups. Gee, there's a shock. Right? Come on. So and this works for both sides. Even the justices said for both sides of the aisle, or any side of the aisle for that matter, that it shouldn't be, you know, and somebody gives money to a Christian and or a conservative organization, they shouldn't be penalized for that. They shouldn't be doxed for that. Made no sense. So I'm so glad they stuck up for the rights, and I mean that sincerely. Not that it's going to keep that way. Not that it's going to stay that way. Because you are going to see upheavals and fighting like you've never seen before coming up because of what's going down with with SCOTUS and the laws and what have you. And you're going to see them move into high speed, high gear, whatever you want to call it, the Democrats, to pack that court because things aren't going their way. The court's actually looking at the rules, looking at the laws. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Give a call. All right, send an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. AOC says, if we just would stop building jails, crime would go down. Brain surgeon. Real brain surgeon. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm just enjoying this music so much, everyone. Joe Matthew, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You guys should be able to say this. I shouldn't have to say it every time. You need to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get involved, right? You get engaged. You understand what's going on. And that's the way you do it. And make sure it's truth. Don't spew all this garbage all over the place. It's a real problem when you do that for guys like me, you know? Anyway, here's a guy I love having on with me. Alfonso Rachel, every week we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopium Den. God, say that fast. The Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And what's that other thing you do? Something with a sledgehammer.
20-pound sledge. Yeah. You don't want to drop that on your foot.
Nope, not at all. And I think you're the co-host of another show. What's the name of that thing?
Oh, man.
Some food show.
Yeah, Soul Food Radio. I'm with it. Hope everybody gets with it, too. It's a jam.
Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. West Coast, 6 to 7:30. Yeah, but after that, it becomes gluttony, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a good kind of gluttony, though.
It's a good kind. It's an acceptable form of gluttony. Got it.
That's right.
Oh, God bless you. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy. So, I don't know if you heard this, so you keep it up on it, but the Supreme Court came down with a ruling where they, or an opinion, as I like to say, where they upheld the Arizona state law for, you know, to clean up the voting. And basically, you know, you can't do the ballot harvesting where you could just run all over town picking up ballots, helping people fill in their ballots. You know, you have to have some kind of form of ID. You have to check. I mean, all these crazy things, according to the Democrats, to keep minorities from voting. You know, because they can't get IDs. And stop saying they can always go on the internet, because I don't know how to get on the internet either. But anyway, so we after SCOTUS came down with this, the Dems went out of their minds. And they say, this is why we have to pack the court. They're like little kids, right? I mean, I didn't get my way, so I'm just going to cheat. I'm going to win. You watch. Just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they are indeed greedy, man. That greedy shows with them wanting to pack the courts. And so here it is. You know, I just put up a meme the other day, man, and it says that, you know, Democrats, they insist that you identify them as this, and they insist that you identify them as that, but you can't be identified when you're voting. So that's racist. You know, with Democrats, you know, the sad part of it is that we said, yeah, the Democrats are going to, they're going to pack the courts, man. It's, and people don't understand the ramifications of that. But we said that they were going to do it, and they denied it. On its face, people should already be like, wait a minute. You guys said that you weren't going to pack the courts, but it's obvious that you're lying. But see, here's the thing, though. If Democrats are going to pack the courts, they're justified in doing so. It's like the people who are obviously listening to them lie, that's okay, because you know what? So what? So what if they lie? We do need to pack the courts, and we need to get our way, because the bottom line is, Joe, the Democrats have made it, they've executed the cultural conditioning to make sure that there is nothing you can be that's worse than a racist. You can be a lying cheater that usurped our voting process. That doesn't matter. At least you're not a racist.
Oh, this week was a week for racism, okay? Mm-hmm. And I say that because, and I don't want to go through all the story. Some of these are just so crazy, not even worth going over again. But, you know, ultimately, space is racist. There was a whole thing about the black hole, right, where things are sucked into and never found again. Why is it a black hole? Why don't they have a different name for it? I'm going, if we really got down to that point, can you imagine these people around when Jesus was around? Oh, Jesus, you don't have to call her an adulterer. That is such a negative connotation to it. Makes you sound like a bad person. Yeah, do we really have to do that? And viper, that's a little harsh. Don't you think so, Jesus? That's so below you. Can you imagine these people around then?
Man, it's like, it's a breathing. Breathing is racist. Don't breathe. You know, you don't be racist for breathing, because, you know, air is, well, racist. It's a black hole. It's like, okay, well, you know, at least with the black hole, you know, it does spit everything out. You know, remember, it used to be like the black hole. The theory was is that black holes sucks things in and pulls it into another dimension, which we see is not true, because a black hole, when it reaches too much mass, it actually spews everything. I think it's called a flipping quasar or something like that. It spews right. everything out. But, you know, but this a black hole being, wow. I mean, why would black holes be racist? That's one of the most fascinating and explored and kind of celebrated things in science. Science, astrophysicists and astrologists, they love these things. Oh, black holes? That's like saying that chocolate is racist. Chocolate's not racist. Everybody freaking loves chocolate.
If chocolate is racist, then I have to eat racist, because I'm just not going to stop.
Yeah.
Like the song says, you know.
So black holes being racist, man, that's oh, man. Well, the gravity of that situation is just ridiculous.
Well, I don't know what these people are thinking or where it's going to stop. This is a Cornell University. They have a new astronomy course. They want to explore the connection between the term black hole and racial blackness. And the professor says, you know, these terms have have meanings behind them. When people come up with these terms, they don't just pull them out of midair. That they actually, you know, there's a connection to it. And I'm sure they'll find out that the guy who came up with the term was a white guy, and he sat there for probably 2 or 3 weeks and, let me see, how can I tee off the whole black community? Let me see, I can do that.
Yeah. How are we going to tee everybody off? I guess including the black community. They said, no, they're not going to pull it out of thin air. They're going to pull it out of their black hole. That's where it's going to come from. It's like, this stuff is ridiculous, man. It's unfortunate that these people, one, they're making people. Through this whole narrative of tolerance, they're making people sick of each other. Is what they're trying to do. They want a race war.
They do.
And the thing is, race, the operative word here, Joe, is race itself. They keep injecting the word race, and race on its face is competition. They're making us be in competition with each other by insisting on calling this race and racism. We're not different races, man. We're different nations. We're nationalities. Amen. That's what we are. We inherit different traits from our ancestry and our nations. But that's what we are. That's what the Bible recognizes us as. And just a quick point. That's you know, when the word talks about, you know, these days that are coming when nations rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. Yeah. You don't have to be on another continent or anything like that. We're watching nations rise against nations right here on American soil.
Yep. You're right. And it's scary. It's scary that we were so easily turned against each other. Think of how fast we turned on each other. That's the scary part for me, seriously. Hey, when we come back from the break, that wonderful high IQ AOC says the answer to violent crime, to stopping violent crime, is stop building those jails. And they won't try to fill them. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now, and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with the families who have missing loved ones in the collapse of a high-rise condominium in Surfside, Florida.
Sat with one woman who had just lost her husband and her little baby boy. Didn't know what to do. I sat with another family that lost almost an entire family. Cousins, brothers, sisters.
He also talked to some of the survivors. Stephen Rosenthal was one of them.
Everyone
anyone who wanted to talk to him, and he sat there. I don't care if you talked for 6 minutes, he would listen for 6 minutes. You talked for 5 minutes, he did not interrupt anybody. No one told him you have to go to the next person.
The president and the first lady stopped at the Wall of Hope and Memorial near the collapse. Biden also met with federal, state, and local rescuers. The rescue was halted briefly over worries about the stability of the remaining structure. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be?
I kiss her, she kissed me. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, okay? Let's not be stupid about it. Make sure that you're well-informed when you have your conversations. Otherwise, your opponent, if you would, because that's what they are today. They try to be your opponent most of the time. Right? They're going to take you to task. Anyhow, I know there's a little delay, but I want Zoe to see. I got me my mug today. So I'm holding it up now. You'll see it in a few seconds here. All right? I got me my Zoe mug. And the Joe Messina Show mugs are going to be up probably by the end of next week, maybe midweek. We'll see what happens. So you got to get yourself a pair. Got to buy everything in pairs. Remember, when God saved the planet, he had them do it in pairs, right? I'm not talking about fruit there. Yeah, hey, you like how I spun that? I'd be a good preacher, wouldn't I?
Yes. That was good.
And the Lord said. Alfonso Rachel, lovingly known as Zoe, joins us. He's the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy. Well, he has the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. He is the host of the Zoe Loft and Zopian Den and Soul Food Radio, heard on weekends. You know, we grab it up on our on Sundays. Grab it up on my website and then take you to the page from there. Anyhow, always a pleasure.
That's right, man. Always a pleasure being here.
So, I see that squiggly thing behind you. Kind of looks like a freaky 60s art deco thing or whatever.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, that's the logo, man. Bronze Serpent Media.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Got the serpent and the cross and everything. Yeah, man.
It's white, though. You know, white things have negative connotation for it. I don't know.
Yeah. So. That's what I keep hearing, man. It's like, I guess Jesus is going to have to change that thing when his hair is like white and he's got that white afro and stuff like that. You can't be having a white afro, Jesus.
Oh, wouldn't you love it if he showed up and he was, you know, a white guy with a big afro? You know, and he had like features from every single nation, right? That would be great.
You know, a lot of folks, and I did a study on this, man. A lot of folks, you know, they have these ideas about Jesus, but you know, the Bible actually gives us a pretty good idea of what Jesus looks like.
Yeah, but then you got to read the Bible.
What you got to read the Bible, though, right? And it comes in clues. It's not just the clues of, well, the Bible says that he's got feet like that was burnished in bronze, and he's got like flaming eyes. It's like, well, no, okay, they're talking about Jesus when he appeared in a glorious state. But when he's like just kind of like walking around and stuff like that, the Bible gives you a heads up. It gives you a lot of clues, actually, of what he looked like.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, so let's come back let's go to fantasy land, okay? Because the Jesus thing is real, but this is fantasy. AOC says that the answer to violent crime is just stop building more jails, you know, because then, you know, they won't try to fill them or what have you. Now, violent crime in New York City, where she's from, murder is up 9% from the beginning of the year. Shooting is up almost 80%, and shooting victims, I guess these guys aren't great shots, is up about 70%. So if we simply tear down the jails, we empty out the jails, we stop building, this will go away. Come on, get in the program.
You know, what we should be doing, Joe, is that we should be filling morgues, not jails. That's the answer to the world, because the world is overpopulated, and we need to stop the overpopulation problems. But who cares? The world is going to end in 12 years anyway. Not building jails. Okay, I guess I see her strategy here. If you build it, they will come. And if you don't build it, they won't come. If you don't build them, they won't commit crimes. They won't come to the liquor store and try to steal stuff, and won't come into your neighborhood and shoot stuff because there's no jail. Man, what's the point of going out and killing people if there ain't no jail to go to? What's the point? What's the fun in robbing folks if there ain't no jail to go to?
I need dental work done. So, right? I mean, I don't... Do you think she sits there and say, okay, what's the stupidest thing I can say? Let me see. How can I make everybody cringe? Let me think about this for a second. I just don't get her at all, right?
I don't think she gets her.
And now she wants another half a million dollars taken away from police and go towards a program when she calls Stand Up to Violence. Now, it's going to address gun violence through counseling and community outreach. Did you see the in Oakland... They were doing an interview with the anti-violence czar. I mean, there's really a position that they created to have for this guy to now take money from the police department, and now he's going to be in community counseling and community outreach, right, to try to stop crime. And as he's doing the interview, a couple of thugs walk up to the news crew and take the cameras. He's actually accosting right in the middle of all this. And I'm saying, look, I don't want the guy to be hurt, but this is perfect. This is such left-wing stuff. And I'm sure after he's going, well, they must have had a need for it. Probably had hundreds of kids at home or something. We should forgive them. I mean, just craziness. When right is wrong and wrong is right. Remember that one?
Oh, for sure. It's like, hey, cameraman, we're going to steal your camera. Shoot that. You see what I did there? You see that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So she's saying the best way to stand up to violence... You got to stand up to violence. Well, the best way to stand up to violence is with another gun. I don't know if that doesn't seem to register. It's like, you know, people, they'll even try to bring that to like, Jesus was nonviolent and stuff like that. Well, here's the difference for those selective, what would Jesus do people? Jesus' disciples were armed and they were really good with a knife, by the way. And they were ready to get into a knife fight for real. And the only reason why Jesus didn't allow it, it wasn't because Jesus is some hippie that says that you shouldn't be armed. He's like, dude, hold on. I know that you want to go ahead and get down with these dudes, but I actually have to die. All right. I'm here to fight death. I'm not here to fight Rome. We'll take care of Rome later and all that sort of stuff. I'm actually here to fight death. In order for me to fight death, I gotta die, and then I'm gonna go into his house, and I'm gonna stomp his behind, and then I'm gonna come back. Okay, so this is not a fight that a knife can handle.
Oh no! Listen, this is great. So here's what she puts out here. If we want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them. The answer is to make sure that we actually build more hospitals. Yeah, because there's gonna be more people. You know,
<You're> right.
We pay organizers, we get people mental health care and overall health care, and find them jobs. I mean, listen, what is she, Comrade Cortez here or what?
Find them jobs. Okay, we were kind of doing that.
4 months ago, yeah.
Right? We were finding people's jobs, and so now... it doesn't seem like people are as interested in finding jobs because they're getting that subsidy. So they're pretty satisfied with that. With Democrats, it's like all over the place, man. It gets kind of hard to keep up.
You know, right?
It's just like, man, what is it that you guys want? Right? Man, it's like a cat that you would expect to like fish, and all of a sudden it doesn't. It wants to eat your cornflakes instead. I don't know. It's just, see, I can't say, I start sounding stupid when I start talking like AOC. We got to get off AOC, man. We got to get off. Well, she's dead.
With. You can't buy this kind of comedy. You couldn't write a skit around this. Think about that. Think about writing a skit about her like she didn't exist, and you're making up this congressperson, okay? And you go pitch this to NBC. They're going to be looking at you like, seriously, really, who's going to buy this? Next, right?
Right.
Kind of thing, okay? But
we don't want to be spending money on rehab, okay? Obviously, you're on drugs. We've already had our experience with actors that can't keep their nose clean. Please get out of here, you train wreck.
Well, why do we want you off of drugs? We've just put up all these, safe shoot-up places there in San Francisco, right? And they don't go to waste if we took your drugs away from you. So,
yeah.
She goes on to say, I think it's really funny. She is seeking congressional funding through a process called earmarking. It's newly introduced. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Did you go to class when you were in that wonderful college of yours? Right? Earmarking has been around forever. We actually got away from it in the Republican Party for a while. They actually made it like you couldn't add it to a bill. And now it's back again. So it's back again. It's not new.
Mm. Oh, that's right. She is. She was a.
At the time. In her own area, shooting is up 86%. So if I was her, I'd hurry up and tear down those jails quickly before somebody else gets shot.
I guess so, man. I don't know how she does the math on that, because she's supposed to be a learned economist or something like that.
Yes.
I think I heard her brag about that. But yeah, I don't see how this kind of math in an economy works out, where she's thinking that if you build more jails, you're going to get more crime. Don't make no sense.
Well, people want a place to go. They want a place to live. So rob the liquor store and get yourself a one-room apartment. Yeah, share with somebody else, but at least you get fed, get taken care of. Be back in a minute. Don't go too far. Yeah, we're not joking. This is real stuff, people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. This one for them. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I know it's time out of your day, out of your life, and you're spending it with us. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always have a good time with him talking about God's Word and the reality of God's Word. And please, 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 just remember this. For some of you who are easily offended, if you don't think God has a sense of humor, take a hard look in the mirror. I'm just saying. Might reset your perspective. Zoe, thanks for being with me.
Yeah.
A bunch of hate mail right there.
No, ain't no hate. I know what you're talking about, man. I get a good laugh at you guys' sense of humor when I look in the mirror. Hey, man.
Oh, God bless. All right, so I don't know. Where are we going to go with this? All right, you pick the topic. Come on.
Man, we were just talking about what was that place, man? A transgender issue where a guy goes into a sauna?
Right, one of the most woke places in the country, Los Angeles. Right, they're pretty much for everything. And apparently, some guy went into a very famous LA spa And all the women were in there, and they were, you know, whatever you do, whatever women do in a spa, they're all in there, you know. And this guy walks in, decides to drop his robe and, you know, put it up, and the women start screaming because, you know, he's got male parts. And the manager came in and tried to put everybody at rest. So it's okay. You know, we recognize the transgender community, and he identifies as a woman. And the one woman, God bless her, looks at him and goes, he ain't no woman. He's got a penis. You got a penis? You're a man. He needs to go. And that was like, buy that woman a piece of pie. I mean, seriously, God bless her for doing that. And just great. Really, and there were young girls in there. So now it's kind of like we're wrong for not wanting our young daughters to see something. Look at, even if there was no such thing as a transgender, right? Even if we had solid male and female in today's social justice world, I still wouldn't want my daughter subjected to that, right?
No, it's, I mean, yeah, indeed. Thank God for that. That woman was like, okay, I'm having an epiphany here. That one there, that, but I mean, obviously she has to get with the program because that was not a penis that she saw. What she saw was, an extruded urethra, an external urethra and some external ovaries is what she saw.
Well, wait,
and
wait, wait, before you get yourself in trouble here, I do not believe the guy had the operation yet. So these were real male parts, okay? And so...
No.
So...
No.
What?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, look, you look like you're having a Democrat moment.
You know, maybe I am. Maybe I am. I'm just trying to help them here. It's like,
oh,
you know,
are you trans party?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Trans party. It's like, no, it's not, I'm trying to help them be consistent with their narrative. You know, it's like, you know, it's not a penis. It's an external urethra, an extruded, you know, urethra. That's,
oh, that's
a prolapse, a prolapse of a urethra that this person has had since birth or something like that, and some external ovaries. And, you know, they need to be more tolerant and give this person, they have to have equity and give him an opportunity to grow into his her shim her pronoun whatever and come into it. They're very intolerant.
No, you're not kidding. But it was great because I can't guess that woman was a Democrat. But sincere, I mean, if you go into L.A. the majority, and I don't mean a little bit. I mean, you know, 7 to 3 are Democrats and what have you. And but, you know, this stuff has opened up a lot of dialogue between me and some of my Democrat friends who really didn't understand where their party was going, really saw their party as the party of the 70s, you know, late 60s, 70s kind of thing, and had a different mindset altogether. So now they're starting to see what's going on. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe this is God's way of shining light on stuff. I have a hard time with that one, but it's got to be exposed somehow, and maybe this is the way to do it.
I was wondering, was this woman... was she offended by the penis itself? Like, she was like, that thing, that doesn't, like, he was carrying her around like a pet. Like, he should have just tucked it or something, or maybe, I don't know.
No, because she came around to say, you know, if you read the whole transcript, she came around to say, he is a man. He does not belong in this locker room. He does not belong in a woman's spa. Get him out of here.
Now, okay, well, that's good to hear, man. It gives us all a little sense of hope. And as far as, but Democrats, here's the thing about Democrats. None of this surprises me about Democrats in the way that they will go. Because, you know, the Democrats from the get-go, they feel that they have a right to whatever it is they feel entitled to. You know, if this brings them pleasure and if they feel that they can gain power or if they can gain money off of it, as we understand, a Democrat is basically two wolves and a sheep deciding who's going to be dinner. And in doing that, when we talk about the word Democrat, we're basically, when you break down the word, it basically means what's popular. And so it's no surprise that Democrats would end up here. When people are thinking, well, the Democrat Party of yesterday, it's like, heck no, man, this ain't no surprise. Democrat Party of yesterday has always been rebellious to what is natural. That's just who they are. It's the state of man to be free. Democrats have been against that. You know, so whether it's going to be slavery, socialism, or communism, they're going to want to encroach on somebody else's freedom. And right now, they're encroaching on on our freedoms to live in Realville, and they want to shackle us to fantasies. That's just who Democrats are.
Yeah. Look at my daughter's old history book. I'm going back 15 years. In it, I was rolling laughing because I was, you know, helping her study for a test. And one of the comments in there was the Democrats were once known as the godless drunkards. Which I thought was hilarious. Like, okay, it's even documented. Very good. But you're right. I mean, to what end will they go to? When you look at who they're sticking up for, what they're sticking up for, what they're fighting, there's a big to-do today because, you know, the Department of Homeland Security said passports now are going to say male, female, and X for, like, everything else. Right? Now, you mentioned Andre the Giant walking up going, yeah, I haven't decided what I am yet, you know. I mean, seriously. And now there's a D.C. Democrat calling for gender equality once and for all for crash test dummies. For crash test dummies. Not a joke story. Not a story from The Onion. Right?
Feminists are already represented as crash test dummies because they're dummies. All right? They're already represented, man.
So, I'll have to send letters to you on that one. So, she has decided that since 73% of women, you know, get hurt more in crashes than men, that the dummies should more represent the, you know, female. And I'm thinking, well, what about the dummies that are non-binary? How are they going to feel about this? What about the ones that don't identify as cisgen? I'm trying to guess here, you know. But
call them out, Joe.
Seriously, do you want us to paint the fingernails on some? No, that wouldn't work either because I know guys who paint their fingernails. I don't know. Put lumps in the chest. How do you do this exactly? How would this go down?
You know, that would be a mystery on me, man. I don't know. Like I said, they already got it covered. You know, feminism is dumb, and they're already represented in these crash test dummies. Dang it.
These, I don't even want to call them legislators. I mean, I don't even know what to call them. They get $180K a year to sit there and come up with this stuff. You and I mean, can you imagine? I said to you already once, I look at this stuff and say, sit down and try to sell this as a sitcom. You can't do it. They would laugh you out of the room and say, nobody's going to believe this crap. Get out of here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And yet you have people passing laws on this crap, if you would.
Man, for me, it's like a gift that keeps on giving. And, you know, Joe, I'm telling you, I really want to produce shows that point out the absurdity, you know, sitcoms, you name it. That's what I want to do, man. This is just a treasure chest of nutbaggery that has to be put into some skits, man. It's got to be done.
Oh, I'm with you. I don't know where this stops, and I don't know if it stops with, you know, us finally putting our foot down. I had another conversation with a different friend that I was telling you about today about where we're at and what's going on in the world, and I just said, this is your fault. This is my fault, because as Christian men, we never took our rightful place in positions of authority, positions in the community. We never did that. Because we didn't do that, I got to watch girls on high school campuses, which you see on their butts, you know, on their pants, all right? It's just amazing to me. And we want to blame the heathens, and they have to stop doing that, because this is not, you got a minute here, this is not the heathen fault, it's our fault, isn't it?
Indeed, man, it's like, you're right, you can't just place all the blame on the heathen, you can't be all like, God's in control, and he's going to handle it. As I always say, yeah, God's in control, he's on the throne, and from there he gives instructions. We have things that we're supposed to do, we're supposed to be active in making sure that the lunacy doesn't take over. It's like, people need to understand, man, it's like, and I talk about this in my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross, you know, in the world, and dealing with life, you're always going to have a nominal degree of friction and heat. It's like running an engine, you know, but, you know, we're going to end up with a overheat. We don't want an overheat, but we should be operating with a certain amount of heat. That's normal, but this is abnormal.
All right, where to get music? Got to buy music.
Hey, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can get 20-pound sledge. You can get my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross, and the Zoloft Zopium Dan, you name
it. And check us out on Sundays. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. California Woo is going to be up front first.